Now, but the amazing thing is people don't know. The solar eclipse is happening on the very same day as the original plagues of the 3 days of darkness began.
No!
Yes, yes.
Okay,
it's on
okay,
the
okay.
very same day.
This one we're
this
going to
April,
have.
April 8th is the very day of the 3 days of darkness plagues began in the
in
original
the land of
Exodus.
Egypt.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Is this a warning then? Is God, it's going, we got the Nineveh and the Jonah towns going through, but I mean, is what kind of warning is this?
Great question. Here's the thing. In Genesis 1:14, God declared the sun and the moon were for signs.
Right.
The only signs they can give is eclipses. All right. And the nice thing about eclipses, no false prophet can manipulate it.
No.
Okay. And they speak to every language, tribe, nation, and tongue.
Yep.
They don't need to be translated.
Nope.
Solar eclipse means judgment is coming upon a nation. Lunar eclipse refers to judgment coming upon Israel.
Okay.
Now, get a load of this. There has only been, since we become a nation in 1776, there has only been 8 total solar eclipses that have completely crossed the United States. I'm not talking about one that just clips California or Florida. I'm talking that traverses the whole United States horizontally or vertically. There's only been 8 since we became a nation.
Wow.
And guess when they occurred? 2 of them occurred during the Revolutionary War. 3 of them occurred during the Civil War. 2 of them occurred during the Vietnam War. Are we getting a hint of what this means?
Oh, no.
And so now in the 2000s, there was 2017, and now this one in 2024, and it's like a bullseye, it forms an X right over the United States. Now, here's what's amazing. Of those 8, only one, which was the one 7 years ago, it only crossed the United States and no other country. The other ones crossed Mexico and Canada and US or something
right.
like that. But the United States was singled out with
just
the one 7 years ago.
Yes.
Once.
Wow.
And now we have April 8th on Nisan 1. That Nisan 1 is the same day the glory of God fell. It's the same day of the inauguration ceremony of Moses' tabernacle. Okay? This is when this eclipse crosses these two places in the United States. And it's definitely God wants to communicate with us. People have to understand, God wants to communicate. These eclipses are communications directly from God warning us of what's coming.
I mean, this is, without a question, a biblical sign. I was telling people earlier that, you know, you got the solar eclipses. That's God made. When you have a moon, a lunar eclipse or a blood moon that you were so famous and bring it forward, that's a God sign. There's 2 different types of locusts coming, you know, we know that.
Yeah.
You know, there's all of these signs that are coming right now are all God signs. They're not man-made, not man-manipulated. It isn't Y2K.
Right.
Okay? It's not the Mayan calendar.
Right.
It's not Harold Camping predicting the rapture.
Right.
All of which
exactly.
man-made and failed. These
yes.
are God signs. You can't run from these. These are biblical, right?
That's the whole point. See, the problem is the church is on the wrong calendar. Because our regular calendar is based only on the sun.
That's wrong.
And Iran uses the same calendar we do. Okay. Then you have the Muslim calendar, which is only based on the moon. Now they're both scientifically accurate, but they're not the one God uses. Like if I'm meeting with you, we have a 2 or 3 hour time difference.
Right.
If we're going to meet, we got to agree on what time.
Right.
God is the master of time. And if you're a slave, who controls your time? The master.
The master.
He tells you
does.
When to go to bed, when to get up, when to do this. God, the first commandment, most people don't realize, you know, the very first commandment wasn't given on Mount Sinai. The very first commandment was given in Egypt, and it was get on my calendar. Nisan 1 is the first day. He wants his people on his calendar. Well, in Genesis 1:14, it says, let them determine the times. Not let the sun, not let the moon. But the reason why, you can only have a solar eclipse on a new moon. You can only have a lunar eclipse
that's
on a
true.
Full moon.
That's
so
true.
That's why he says, okay, Your months are based on the new moon. This way I can communicate with you.
Yep.
Okay? Passover and Sukkot are on a full moon, so I can communicate with you.
Because it's the appointed times. Appointed times.
Exactly.